smashed palm to ore, and an Oscar on the bathroom floor. They want it all, and they should have what they want. They deserve what they want. Hope they get what they want. I just want you. That freedom, living off the grid. They want those three dogs that they call their kids, and that good surf, no hypocrites. They want it all. They want a contract with Real Madrid. They want that spring break where the clubs were lit, and then that video taken off the internet. They want it all, and they should have what they want. They deserve what they want. I hope they get.
And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Transfer Talk roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hallowony, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
WONY, WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. So, you're listening to The Young Quest. My name is Joshua Youngquist, And it is Wednesday 3 to 5. All right, let's get started. So yesterday, my friend and I went to go see the new Tron movie, Tron Ares. I'm a big fan of Tron. My father introduced me to Tron when I was a kid, when Tron Legacy came out, I think in like 2010. And that's also when he introduced me to Daft Punk, because which actually like worked out perfectly, because Daft Punk wrote the entire, I'm blanking on the name, what's that called, soundtrack for that movie. So yeah, Tron, big fan of Tron, big fan of Daft Punk, and yesterday we saw Tron Ares, and it was really good. They set up the movie really well for another movie. I'm hoping that you know, they get enough people to watch this one, that they do another one. So purely selfish reasons, because I love Tron. I love the soundtracks. This soundtrack was by Nine Inch Nails. They did the soundtrack for Tron Ares. Tron Legacy was Daft Punk. And then the original Tron movie in the 80s, I don't know who did the soundtrack for that. Maybe I'll look into that actually soon. Today, right now. The movies are just like visually stunning. Like, just, it's just pretty. Like, if you don't know what Tron is, even if you don't watch the movie, I suggest at least looking up like the visuals, because it's just so aesthetically pleasing. Like, this one was black and red based. Like, that was like the main visuals. And then Tron Legacy was really like light blue. And black, and it was like lighter, so it was really cool to see that contrast between the tones of the movies as well. Also, they're all filmed in British Columbia, like Vancouver and all that stuff. I personally love that area, so getting to see that city be brought to life with that aesthetic that I love, with music that like isn't definitely the biggest thing I listen to, but it is something that I really do enjoy listening to. Like, all of it combined, it's just, that's why I love those movies so much. But yeah, so the movie was good, and I scrapped my entire playlist idea, and I made a completely new set list based off Tron and a bunch of other, like, cyber, dark wave synth music, stuff like that. So there's, like, Daft Punk, there's some Nine Inch Nails, because they're the ones who did, like I said, the soundtrack for Tron Ares. We got Subtronics on here. We have a little bit of a switch up, a little bit into it, just like to calm it down for a little bit, and then right back into like Scattle, Power Glove, Carl Casey, Lorne, a bunch of stuff. So I'm really excited, and I hope you guys are excited too. But we're going to kick it off with Virtus Quo by Daft Punk. I hope you guys enjoy and keep it locked. Thank you.
way it makes me feel. Infection. It's almost like a tongue on the back of my neck. And if I had a choice, connection. I never had a chance to catch my breath. It's eating up the space between us. It's eating up all remaining doubt. It's filling up the hole inside you. It's trying to find a way to let itself.
That was good. That's what's up. So yeah, that was a little hint. So Virtus Quo is Daft Punk. That's not on any of the albums, the soundtracks. I mean, that's just a personal favorite of mine from Daft Punk. Love, love, love Virtus Quo. So good. So good. Then after that, we had Derezzed, which is off the Tron Legacy. Yeah, that's the name of it. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. Yeah, Tron Legacy, which came out in 2010. That is off that album, that soundtrack. And then As Alive As You Need Me To Be was the thing I just played, the song I just played, and that's by Nine Inch Nails, who did the entire soundtrack for Tron Ares. So those three you just heard, As Alive As You Need Me To Be, I just heard yesterday and quickly became obsessed. I don't really know that much Nine Inch Nails, I'll be honest. I'm fake. But after hearing them now, I definitely want to find a little bit more out about them. Yeah, big fans. And then Daft Punk, like I've talked about ad nauseum. Loyal to the Day I Die. Love Daft Punk. Love, love, love Daft Punk. Next up, we have Black Ice by Subtronics and Rez. I heard this song in the bar, actually, a couple weeks ago. It was like a Wednesday. We were going to play pool. And this guy I know, he like queued up like 30 songs on the jukebox. Basically, it's like a jukebox. And he queued up like 30 songs. And at first, I was semi-annoyed because I was like, I wanna play some music. But he put me onto a lot of stuff, and one of the songs he put me on was Black Ice by Subtronics and Rez. So I hope you guys enjoy. That was, let me get this right, that was End of the Line by Daft Punk, also from Tron Legacy. And before that, like I said, was Black Ice by Subtronics and Rez. So now, I mean, still fitting the same theme for the day, but it's going to switch up a little bit. The next four that we have are Step Into You by Hum, Idiotech by Radiohead, Digital Bath by Deftones, and then Lemon Glow by Beach House. And then I'll probably let those play, maybe chime in a little bit, because I do really appreciate Kid A, which is the album that Idiotech is off of. It definitely wasn't the first album I listened to. It definitely wasn't the third album I listened to from Radiohead, to be honest. I kind of didn't really, like, give it much mind until last year. I worked at this cafe, and there were these two dishwashers that, I hope they're doing okay, actually. They were, I don't know what they're doing now. I don't have any contact with them, but they were cool. They were very cool. They were, like, the best friends, and they were just, like, really funny. And they, we were talking about music one day when I was trying to, like, on my break, and they just were sitting with me. And I kind of, like, I was, at first I was, like, somewhat annoyed, and then I quickly wasn't, because they're, like, again, like, such good people. But they told me to listen to Kid A, and I did. And I know Magnus, I don't know if he's listening yet, but I know Magnus, the ops director here, also really does like Kid A. He always talks about it. He is the one who actually showed me Idiotech itself. They showed me that album, and I listened to it, and I liked it, but I didn't really appreciate it as much as I do now through my first listen through. And then Magnus told me to play Idiotech one day, and I did, and just skyrocketed. So yeah. We have Step Into You by Hum, then Idiotech, then Digital Bath, and then Lemon Glow, excuse me, by Beach House. Keep it locked on the Opta.
this is really happening, happening. We're not scaremongering. This is really happening, happening. Mobiles working, mobiles chirping. Take the money, run, take the money, run, take the money.
Okay, Oneonta. That was Idiotech by Radiohead, and I'm joined by a very, very special guest, the one and only Magnus Chanel.
Thank you, gang. Appreciate
yes,
that.
Dude,
appreciate the shout-out, too.
Yeah.
Those vibes.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to come. I need to do work. And then I was like, oh, Josh is in the studio. Why not pull up? And then you literally shouted me out on air. I'm on the way here listening to that. I'm like, oh, let's talk about Kid A.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
Because I didn't realize the how that I actually put you onto it.
So, yeah, no. So, these two kids I worked with, that was the story. These two kids I worked with, they were big into a lot of stuff. And one day they found out I liked Deftones. I don't remember how. And, like, even though that's, like, pretty, like, entry level at this point, that set off for, like, every day that I would go into work, I would find one of them, and we would have at least a 30-minute conversation about music.
Yeah.
And I found out this one kid, he had glasses, tall, I can't remember his name. He was cool.
But you worked with him?
Yeah, last year at Social Leads. He was big into Radiohead, like big, big, big into Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to listen to Kid A, and I was like, yeah, nah, like, you know, I will. I'll get to it. And
I like Creep.
Yeah, no, well, not even.
No,
I was,
I'm kidding.
But yeah, essentially, like, I was pretty, like, still, like, new-ish to Radiohead. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm meaning to get into it. I was like, 2 + 2 = 5 is pretty good, like, that whole album. And he goes, nah, next time we meet, tell me about Kid A. And I was like, all right, word. He goes, I'm so serious, bro. I'll throw dirty dishwater on you. And I was like, all right, I don't want that. So I listened to it, and he was right. He cooked. And then, coincidentally, like a week later, you were like, yo, Idiotech, check it.
Banger.
And I was like, actually, yeah, it is a banger.
Yeah, I mean, my experience with this album is, like, I don't want to say it's very personal to me, but I feel like I think just the trajectory of their career is interesting. Like, obviously, OK Computer, classic record.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of interviews with Tom York after Kid A came, or like after Kid A came out, and he's just like looks depressed, he looks horrible, and he's just like fully denouncing rock. And it's cool because a lot of Idiotech was inspired by like Aphex Twin and Altature and Bjork, even. You know what I mean? And like,
you put me onto Bjork. You did show me Bjork.
I appreciate that. I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
but
Bjork's cool.
But like all that music coming around the same kind of area, like Scandinavia, the UK, like North Europe, you know what I mean? Like Iceland, it was where Bjork is from. Aphex Twin's from Wales.
Yeah.
I think it's just so cool that he latched onto that scene and was like, oh, okay, no, we're going to make a record like this, you know? A professor from, or some teacher that I had growing up in high school, I remember I was listening to something by Radiohead. I think it was probably Idiotech or something, like something off Kid A. I'm going to the bathroom and this guy goes, what are you listening to? And I was like, oh, just like something off Kid A by Radiohead. And he goes, yeah, this, mind you, this professor, this teacher was a gym teacher. This dude was like total like
jock,
like, yeah, jock, like meathead mofo,
yeah.
You know, like and I'm like, yeah, I'm listening to Kid A by Radiohead. And he goes, yeah, Kid A is the dark side of the moon of the early 2000s. I've always said it. And I go, that's a crazy take. I'll never forget that. Like,
that is a, that's a dope take.
A dope take, based take.
That's a very based take.
And like that is almost like made me enjoy it more, because this guy who I thought never even would know anything about anything besides who was playing on the football screen, you know, he actually had a thing or two to say about Kid A by Radiohead, you know. So I respect him for that. Respect the album. Respect the trajectory it went in for the band. And I think that
the thing I didn't know Kid A. I feel like that was crazy that they put out Kid A.
Yeah.
Seeing that it came out in 2000, okay, right after the Benz and Pablo Honey.
Pablo Honey was first. Then it was the Benz. Then it was OK Computer.
Then Kid A. But I didn't know that, because like knowing Kid A, like to me, Kid A is, well, which it is, just wickedly different. It's nice. It's great.
It sounds like the future.
That's, seeing it come out in 2000 surprises me. But then a lot of this music I have on this today is like 90s scene. Like this was the stuff. Like I just watched the Blade movies. Great movies.
What, the vampire one?
Yeah. Funny movies. And a lot of the music is rave music, because that was like a subplot, whatever. But like this was the stuff, and like there was so much. And then seeing that after Kid A, they go back to like In Rainbows and stuff, and like Hail to the Thief.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's crazy. That speaks volumes to Radiohead. Like that's like, I'm speechless. Yeah.
No. But I love that you're thinking this way about it, because it's like their discography is so intricate and so like you can hear callbacks to different things, especially on In Rainbows, and like you can hear callbacks to like such intricate things like guitar tone, you know what I mean? Then like this song kind of does a similar thing to this. Like it's almost like they have five genres or something that they're picking out of, like they have like a bunch of songs in each different genre and then they pick which ones they want to put here, you know what I mean? Like and I think that because Kid A came out when it did, like you were saying, I feel like that almost made the band better, you know what I mean? Like it made the band like not a Britpop band, you know, and that's what they would have been if they kept doing that same thing. But like I said in the beginning, Tom York hated rock and roll. He fully denounced it after Kid A came out. You should definitely, I would recommend you watch the interviews.
I do need,
because it's just depressive and it's like
Tom York is
dark.
Jeff Buckley inspired Tom York.
I didn't know that.
I'm blanking on the song. Yeah, Radiohead went to go see they saw Jeff Buckley live. They left early and then went to go on and write. Let me look this up. Because they went to go and write. It's like one of those songs that, you know, even if you don't have Radiohead, you know the song.
What album? Do you know?
That's what I'm looking up. I can't remember. But because I just watched the Jeff Buckley documentary. And in the documentary, they say that Tom York and Radiohead had seen them. And they fake plastic trees.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were there and they were so inspired by Jeff Buckley that they left and just wrote Fake Plastic Trees.
That's incredible.
That same night.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah. And I wasn't really into Jeff Buckley until I watched the documentary, but a bunch of like, you know, like the girls, all the West girls, like Paige and all that.
I thought you were talking about girls with the last name West. I was like,
oh, no.
I know what you mean. Girl loves Jeff Buckley,
yes,
too.
Yes, they're all big into Jeff Buckley. And so, like, they've been talking about it. And I finally listened to his album. Yeah, I see why.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's not really my cup of tea, but I do
respect him. You can appreciate,
I mean, I respect all music, but it's like, I definitely see. I'm like, rest in peace fully.
Yeah,
like, 100%. It's crazy.
Sad.
It's a very sad story. Yeah.
And it's also sad. I mean, this is a totally different conversation, but it's sad how the meteor, like, immediately, like, when a rock star dies, or like a musician
posthumous
dies,
release, bro. Posthumous release.
They,
I hate that.
They bash him.
It's crazy. What do you mean?
His father was, what's his name? Tim Buckley, I want to say.
Yeah.
Musician, abandoned him, right? Like, fully abandoned him, was never, like, prominent in his life. So he, like, denounced drugs and alcohol, and he wasn't. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. He didn't do anything. The night he drowned, they found one beer
That's
in
crazy.
His system, and the media took it and ran.
That's crazy.
He wasn't drunk, mind you. He just got caught in an undertow for when they built the levees from where he was swimming.
Yeah.
They cut it deeper so the water would flow. He unfortunately got stuck in that and drowned in the river.
That's horrible. That's crazy.
But they denounced him as like, oh, she like drugs and alcohol. No, he was sober. He was a sober living guy.
That's crazy.
He had mental issues, but
yeah, but that's not his
most
problem.
Artists do. And yeah. Anyway, that's my little tangent. But yes, going back to Tom York real quick. Yeah, Tom York, visionary.
Yeah, I think visionary. I recommend that you watch look up Kid A interviews. Like it's actually incredible to hear him say what he has to say about, like, the quote-unquote rock and roll thing, you know what I mean? Because that's what they were for so long. And then Kid A came out, you know, it was like
I didn't grow up when they were growing, like, when they were coming up, you know what I mean? But to me, Radiohead was never rock and roll. Radiohead was always
its own thing.
Radio. Yeah, like, honestly, yeah. Radiohead, people who love Radiohead are diehard. Like,
agree.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
Because Radiohead, I don't want to feel like it's its own genre, but they have such a discography where it really is like it, that's just Radiohead. Yeah, it's indie, it's alternative, it's a little bit of rock, it's a little bit of techno, it's a little bit of synth, it's a little bit of this, that, and the third, but it's just Radiohead.
I agree. They do their own thing.
They do, and they do it well. So,
do you know, wait, never mind, this is a separate conversation. I was going to ask if you know Joe Gloria's number.
I can see.
Shout out Glow Joria. Appreciate that kid. I'm trying to get him. He's my
protege.
I think my protege. Yeah.
Joe Gloria, if you're listening, and even if you're not,
we love you, Joe.
And if someone's listening and they know Joe Gloria, he's good people.
Shout out, Joe.
Good people. All right, guys.
Play some music, bro.
Give it up for Mangu, and next up we have Digital Bath by Deftones. Keep it locked here at WNY 90.9 FM.
Facts.
Omianta.
Your eyes do.
So yeah, that was Digital Bath. That was Digital Bath by Deftones. Next up is Lemon Glow by Beach House. And then after that, I only found these songs genuinely like last night. I love them all. Super big fan. But this Dark Wave synth is new to me, but I really wanted to pay homage to Tron because I could talk about Tron for probably hours. But yeah, this is Lemon Glow. All right, now we're getting into the stuff, man. The cream of the crop. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. This is Nightclub by The Abyss. All right, that was Nightclub by The Abyss, and we have a guest again with us. You know him. You love him. Magnus.
Same guest. I'm here to plug my show. Obscurities and Magnus Chanel. Sundays, 4 to 6. Anyway, Josh was playing synth stuff, and I decided to put him on to one of my favorite records for the past, like, year. Crystal Castles 2. A lot of people overlook Crystal Castles because their first album is so popular. I think that their first album in comparison to their second album is juvenile. Their second album is actually incredible music, in my opinion. I don't know.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I just have a hot take. I like that wording, juvenile.
Dude, like, their first record is like, guard. Their first record, like, so in the context of the band, the first record, was compilation, It was a compilation of all just 7 inches. They would drop, they would play shows, and they would sell singles at their shows. Only a few songs were actually like written for the production of an album, but all the songs on that that you know and love probably are singles.
Just like, yeah, just like a, it was a culmination of different stuff.
It was a culmination of stuff. So Crystal Castles 2 is actually where they started making real music. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like for the purpose of like an album.
For the purpose of an album. So when you listen to it, I, in my opinion, it's like one of the greatest.
I'm gonna check it out. I mean, I'll be honest. I am part of the Crystal Castle propaganda.
Yeah, I. But in like, tell me that you don't only like their first record.
That's
like,